Welcome to the Healthcare IT Today interview series. We feel lucky to be able to talk to so many smart, passionate, and knowledgeable people in healthcare. Now, we're taking our favorite interviews and sharing them with you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy perspectives on the world of health IT.
Hello, and welcome to Healthcare IT Today, where we explore the latest trends and interesting stories from the world of health IT. I'm Colin Hung, and I'm excited to sit down with Daniel Siegel, the CEO of Nav Systems. Daniel, welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Colin. Nice to see you.
Now, we're going to talk about a very interesting topic. We're going to be talking about these things.
Mobile phones.
Mobile phones, mobile devices, and those things. But before we get there, if you can give us the quick 15 seconds on who you are and what your company does.
Yeah, so I am a clinical radiologist by background, a physician, and I'm also a computer scientist. And one of the things that I've done throughout my career is figure out how we can solve clinical problems using technology. It's a really big issue across a lot of healthcare systems. It's a challenge that affects patients, providers, and healthcare systems. And if you don't do it right, it causes a lot of frustration, which I'm sure you've experienced, losing things or losing track of things in your own house, let alone a multi-million square foot hospital. And this is something that we all struggle with, and we're trying to find some pretty creative solutions for how to do that better.
Well, Dr. Siegel, suddenly I'm very intimidated because you're both a clinician and a computer scientist, which means you got a big brain. And so I'm interested in tap into that a little bit for our audience.
No, you know, it means I think about problem solving in a very logical way,
okay,
which actually from a clinician sense aligns really well because we are trained to think very logically. We think of all the avenues in which we can solve some of these problems. And we evaluate them one at a time and cross off the ones that don't make sense or don't work. And then when we find one that works, we try to make sure that that aligns with the broader picture of where things are going.
Now, we're here to talk about mobile devices.
Yes.
Phones, tablets, all those kinds of things. We've seen those proliferate now in hospitals.
Yeah.
There are dozens of these devices around.
Hundreds, thousands.
Thousands sometimes, yes, you're right.
Tens of thousands.
Tell me why it's important to get a handle on managing these devices as an organization.
Yeah, it's really interesting. When you look at how smartphones have proliferated, everyone has one in their pocket, for better or worse. But they have changed our lives over the last, really, 15 years. If you think about it, the iPhone came out in 2006, and we're sitting here in 2024. This is a technology that we can't imagine living without, but it has only been here for less than 20 years.
Amazing.
That's incredible. But it has not yet made its way, at least from a healthcare perspective, into the workplace until very, very recently. And this is something that I've experienced. I've seen the transition going from fixed workstations everywhere, which is, I think everybody knows that software in healthcare is not the greatest user experience. It's not the greatest. I'm not trying to blame any one particular group, but I think everyone would agree that the user experience using a lot of healthcare specific applications is not the best.
You can say EHR, it's fine.
You said it, not me. However, they're just one symptom of the larger problem, which I see both from a clinical user perspective as well as from a software design perspective that causes a big problem. It causes a ton of frustration, it's a big contributor to burnout. And when people see that they can do all these powerful things with their smartphones at home, they want that experience at work. And so there's been pressure on companies, big companies, small companies, to start to bring that experience into the clinical world, into healthcare. And so what has happened is the number of mobile devices and the number of mobile apps within the healthcare enterprise has dramatically increased. Mm. But this comes with a new set of problems. They're small, they're expensive, they're easily lost. They have access to a lot of very important information like EHRs and other systems that if it got into the wrong hands can be very problematic.
Mm.
And the IT resources at a lot of healthcare systems are stretched really thin. These are teams where in many cases they're struggling with just keep the lights on. They don't have enough people, they don't have enough time, and they don't have enough budget. And all of a sudden, they've been handed this new challenge of, hey, we just got 5,000 new iPhones for our staff. Go manage them. And they have a really hard time with that because this is a new technology. It's a new experience, and they've grown up managing printers and Cat5 networking and all this other stuff that is still very important. They can't just stop that, but they need to have a better way to understand these things because smartphones are here to stay. People want that experience. They want to be able to pull up a tablet instead of typing endless notes into an EHR.
Right.
And that's why I see, and that's why we see that that is one of the biggest challenges facing healthcare, is how to best enable their teams to use this technology effectively without overburdening all the support structures around it.
So I think I want to make a distinction on what you said there. We're not talking about people using their own devices in the hospital, although that is happening too. You're talking about when the organization is giving the tablets, the phones to be used specifically for clinical purposes.
Absolutely.
In the hospital. They're still losing those.
Right.
They still have to manage them all.
That's right.
And they are not like managing a cow, like a workstation computer on wheels.
That's right. That's exactly right. And one of the reasons that large organizations like the idea of enterprise managed devices is because they are enterprise managed. Mm. You can lock them down. You can control what applications are on them. You can control the settings. And it's much easier to do that on a set of own devices than, hey, Colin, we're going to put a profile on your phone that we can wipe it if you enter your password wrong five times. And sorry if it deletes all of your family photos.
Yeah.
So from a security, compliance, total cost of ownership and management, from a CIO perspective, and just from a general information management perspective, it's much easier to have a single platform to support. Reduces support tickets coming into IT. It makes everyone's lives easier. But to your point, they still get lost. And there's still a risk. And organizations are often quite unaware of, number one, how many devices are actually getting lost. Industry standard reports vary, but it's somewhere in the 10 to 15% or higher at some organizations per year.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a lot of phones wandering off.
Wandering off or being lost in other equipment, right?
And, you know, a lot of times it's not malicious. No. People, you know, there is theft. I'm not going to dismiss that. But that's probably, in most organizations, a small component of this. What's happening is healthcare workers are busy. They get interrupted. They have a lot going on. And they might put the phone down, or it might fall out of their pocket, or it might end up in a laundry bin,
right,
or a trash can. And it's not intentional, but it happens enough that this is a really big problem. And they're hard to find because hospitals are big, big buildings. We're talking multiple millions of square feet, multiple floors. And even if they have GPS on them, it doesn't do you any good to say that your phone is at the hospital. Because it's 3 million square feet and 17 floors somewhere in the hospital. You know, if five people were looking, it would still take them months or years to find it if they ever actually could. So it's a very unique challenge that we're giving people these tools that they want, but we haven't caught up on the management tools to help do this at scale, especially in a real world healthcare environment.
So I want to get to, you know, talking about maybe how you can manage it by a platform that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. But what are some simple things that a CIO or a VP of IT can do to start getting their arms around this challenge if they don't have a platform to manage it already?
Well, fortunately, most of them already have some kind of mobile device management solution.
Okay.
That's one thing that they have, from a compliance standpoint, had to have done. Because that helps them secure the devices, encrypt some of the information on them. But what it doesn't do is it doesn't tell you where those devices are. And from a healthcare system perspective, that's part of the problem. Because what happens is if you have 1,000 devices in your system, it's not like you have one big pool of 1,000 devices. What you probably have is 50 different teams, each responsible for 20 devices.
Okay.
And so from an information technology management perspective, you are probably better off enabling those teams to manage those devices themselves rather than having to have them rely on IT for every single issue that comes up. There's not enough people, there's not enough time, and quite honestly, IT often doesn't know the usage of these. So having the tools that can help make them better managed by individual teams can be a really valuable way to sort of distribute
right.
the load rather than asking a handful of already overburdened people to weigh in on this. So that's a great place to start.
So Now Systems obviously makes a tool to help address this.
That's right.
What does your platform enable a CIO or an IT department to do with these mobile devices?
So that's a great question. At the heart of this, what we do is we provide visibility. We say one of the biggest challenges with managing these devices is actually knowing where they are. And so we start by enabling visibility with really accurate maps and location for these devices as they move around inside the building. So this is an indoor positioning system. Think like GPS, but without the satellites.
Yeah.
Without the satellites. And we do this all without any extra hardware installed in the building. We just put our application called NavTrack onto the devices. And what that enables is called care traffic control.
Okay.
And this is informed by air traffic control because we believe that just like in air travel, it does you no good to only know where the pilots are. You also need to know where the planes are. You need to know where the passengers are, and you need to know where the luggage is. But you have to start with visibility.
Okay.
And so what we do is we enable visibility for the devices that everybody has in their hands and that they're now using to do just about every key portion of their work. The systems they're interacting with, the communications with their teammates, it's all run through mobile devices now. So it's really important to know where those are so they don't get lost in the first place. But if they do get lost, there's a plan for how do you notify the team that owns those devices. So again, it's not 1,000 devices. It's a team that has maybe 20 or 30. And they'll know much more quickly when, hey, three of these are missing. Colin, what did you do with that one that you checked out this morning? Oh, I left it in that patient room. It's much easier to build that workflow in now because you know which devices belong to which teams and where they belong.
Right.
If your phones end up on a different team, now we have a system that can alert. And if they do truly disappear, like leave the building or fall off the map, we can lock them down and prevent any usage that is unauthorized or malicious. And try to prevent security breaches, because as we all know, those can be very, very expensive and problematic for a healthcare system, or as we're seeing right now with the provider of data to healthcare systems. So this is clearly on everybody's mind.
Absolutely it is.
And you know, mobile devices are not the cause of all breaches, but they're a significant risk factor just by virtue of them being mobile and the fact that they can leave, come and go with very little oversight on what's happening.
And you're pointing out something, you're pointing out something very important, but not having to rely on a central IT authority to manage all this. Like you're talking about the individual teams who are much faster at identifying when something's missing, as opposed to having it filter all the way back to IT days later when they realize, oh, there's a phone that's missing or one of these devices is missing. By then it's too late to recover these things.
Absolutely. And sometimes they're only getting reports weeks or months later
right.
after the phones have been long gone. Hopefully they're not still paying for a service plan or something right. like on these devices, but we've encountered that. And it's important to know quickly, and it's important to know reliably now where all of the important devices are, as well as who's been using them.
Dr. Siegel, you know, I think a lot of our audience who's listening and watching this will say, hey, this all sounds great. You know, wonderful to have this kind of platform, wonderful to have all these, but I'm pretty cash strapped right now. It's mm-hmm. pretty tough out there. What would you say to somebody in that situation who is trying to manage all these devices and also trying to manage a budget?
This is the reality that we deal with in healthcare today. Margins are tight, budgets are tight. Everyone's focused on keeping the lights on. When I think big picture, vision for what healthcare needs. We need tools that can coordinate multiple disparate systems and bring them all together onto one single platform. We need to eliminate a lot of the point solutions that either only partially solve a problem or could be better solved by a single platform that brings things together. So from my perspective, and I think from a lot of CIO perspectives, location can be a really valuable tool to help solve a lot of these thorny issues. Because if you have location for the devices, that can actually save you money very quickly, because you're going to prevent loss, you're going to mitigate risk, and you're going to address some of these compliance concerns that we talked about. But if you have the location now of your team members, you can start to do some of this care traffic control coordination where the location becomes really, really valuable.
Well, Dr. Siegel, you've shared a ton of great information with us today on the program. Where can people go to learn more about Nav Systems?
So we would love you to come to our website. It's navtrack.com. That's Nav with two V's, track, T-R-A-C-K.com. We've got a lot of information there about our fleet management tracking software that helps you find and manage phones and other devices in there, and what that can do from a care traffic control platform that starts with location management around mobile devices.
Amazing. Well, Dr. Siegel, thank you so much for being on the program and sharing all this wonderful information. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And hey, if you enjoyed this interview as much as I did, head on over to Healthcare IT Today, where you can find more great content like this. I'm Colin Hung. Thanks for being here, and I'll catch you on the next episode.